The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Who's in?
I'm in, but I don't want to be in.
No. I think it's good.
Celibacy is good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all.
Can I just say this, Aaron?
Yeah.
That's like the most ridiculous thing. That's the most unfair thing in the world.
Why?
Because it's like someone who just did a major heroin bender going, I think we should outlaw drugs. It's like you just like.
I'm not saying that at all. I do think that we and me especially need to slow down on the hookups on the first date thing. So that's where I view celibacy.
Well, you're the Gen Z is celebrating celibacy. Mm-hmm. Like 43%.
I'm bringing celibacy back. Yeah.
No, you just
no. I said it wrong.
Yeah, that was rough.
Yeah, we can
celibacy back.
Yeah.
Why is he so nasally?
I don't because like, I think he's trying
throaty?
To do like an accent, but he's doing
no,
more like
the sexy back. The
I know, but
no,
the robot.
It sounded almost
yeah, but it's,
Jamaican.
You're doing it more like. He's doing it. Who's the
who's
one
the,
rapper?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
not Shaggy. It's like
nope.
that. That's Shaggy.
Yeah.
You're doing,
just supposed to be robotic.
Did you know that's not actually his voice?
Somebody said that.
Yeah.
It's like his real voice is like.
He just got stuck with it.
Who
is that man?
Who are we talking about? The one
Shaggy.
I'm saying.
Is Shaggy?
It?
Shaggy's the one. Yeah, that's not his real voice.
He just he pretends to have that like.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and he had his huge hits in that voice and was like, well,
this is me
I guess I'm stuck with this.
I'm
now.
Stuck with it. Yeah, that's what.
Huh. All right.
All right.
More you know.
Well, Sebalacy, he's brought Sebalacy back, apparently. I'm bringing Sebalacy back.
Yeah. Get Timberland on it. It'll sound all right, okay?
Timberland? Dude, do you have a brain cell working? You mean Timberlake?
No.
Timbaland made the beat.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I thought you were doing, because Sexy Back is Timberlake.
Yeah, and Timbaland did the beat.
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I
the
was
more you know.
Bling.
They got all the timbers together.
Okay.
It's going
Shiver
down.
Me timbers.
I'm yelling timber. Do you think that our popularity is going up with people who have ADD and down with everyone else?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know that it can go down, to be fair.
I'm just curious, like, you're saying that because you feel like you've done a lot recently, but like, do you genuinely think, I think celibacy is great for some people.
Yeah.
But I just, it just feels like, I don't know how to say this without coming off as rude, but it's like so many people just see what other people are doing and do the opposite. Not because they want to do the opposite. They're just going, well, everyone else is having fun doing this. I'm going to do the other because I'm unique. And it's like choosing celibacy. Like, we as a species have thrived on the anti-celibacy thing. That's what we do.
Yeah, but there's, I mean, you have dipped your toe in the dating scene. It's trash, man. It is.
No, it's the dating apps are terrible.
Yeah. And I think, I don't know, it makes sense to me to like not.
But what it,
yeah, that's, I would thought it seems more like a response to the dating app culture of just the hookup culture is like, maybe we should, like, we got a little too far that way. Maybe we should bring it back.
But don't you still want relations? Like, would you?
Sure, but if we have relations on the first date, I'm going to get attached. And that's,
well, that's you.
I think it's a lot of people. Yes, I am one of them. I'm the leader of the group.
I feel attachment like crew.
Yeah, that's a lot. I think it's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Guys, too. I think there's more guys. They just don't. I'm one of them, but you just wouldn't want to admit
you
it.
Because
it's not cool. Like, guys, no, I'll just, I'm a stud. It's like, no. I would get attached. Like,
immediately.
It's like a big thing.
From having relations one time.
Yeah, I think it's a big thing.
Huh. Okay, so have you, okay. Has everybody in here had a one-night stand? What?
Yes, I think so. Just one. I get attached.
Even now?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I thought right when you dipped your toe.
Oh, no.
Here, you never dipped your toe, by the way.
No, I jumped
yeah,
in.
I was like, high dive.
Going for gold.
You have or haven't?
I have, yeah. Okay. I have before. And it's never what it is in your head. You think it's going to be awesome and cool, and that's just what I need, man. Like, I'm living life. And then it happens, and you're like, I shouldn't have done that.
I feel gross.
Yeah, I feel gross. Yeah. I feel awkward.
That was my personal experience.
Yeah, yeah. Now you're like, hey, you got to leave. It's just, it's not good.
Yeah, so when you've had a one night stand, did you know ahead of time that it was going to be a one night stand? I'm assuming you didn't, Aaron, because
no,
you always want to be attached.
Yeah.
But you've never like right after a breakup gone out and like, because like women could walk up to a guy and you could go, listen, I want to get over somebody, so I'll get under you, but understand this. Like, you got to be dressed and out the door within 90 seconds.
Mm.
Like, you got to go. If I say go, you got to go. Like, that you could do. Guys can't do that. We got to pretend. I'm staying forever. I'm gonna move in. I'm going to fix your sink. And, like, we have to lie and then sneak out.
Well, don't say that, though, because what? I'm going to get attached.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.